around the globe, it's time for your RM World Travel Connection with Robert and Mary Carey and Rudy Maxa on the SSI Radio Network.
Let's buckle up as the show begins. Rome, well, I take you around this great big world.
Connect with the show anytime at rmworldtravel.com or on social media at RM World Travel. And now, welcome to America's number one travel radio show.
All right, well, as our show music plays across the USA, it is time for us to get back to talking everything and anything in the world of travel. Welcome aboard America's number one travel radio show, everyone. It is just after 10 a.m. Eastern Time. It is Saturday, May 10th, 2025. And from coast to coast, border to border, and around the world on TuneIn, well, the fastest 2 hours in travel is on. Programming note we're going to start with after today's show, Mary and I will fly down to Florida, starting on Monday and all next week. It's the big Let's Go America Tour Orlando is going to be happening. You can follow everything we'll be doing and comment in real time on our at RM World Travel Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, and X pages. I'll also share that next Saturday show will be live from that city. We're going to be at the Hilton Grand Vacations Las Palmeras Resort. So good morning and happy Mother's Day, Mary.
Oh, thank you very much. Good morning.
A day early.
Good morning. Yeah, happy Mother's Day.
Thank you. Good morning, RJ.
Yeah, good morning.
Happy Mother's Day to all the moms out there and our producer, Val. Yeah, happy Mother's Day. Thank you. So, we are very excited about Orlando. I'm also very excited that we're flying out of LaGuardia and not Newark. We have a big
week ahead. Never have said that at one. Well, correct.
Yeah.
You know,
Newark used to be my home airport years ago. But anyway, so we do have a big week ahead for us as we travel to Florida. We're going to go behind the scenes at Universal's Epic Universe.
We're doing that this
week.
Exactly.
Looking forward to that.
Going to be with the park general manager.
That's right. Yeah. And that theme park, it will be opening to the public on May 22nd. It is a mere 750 acres and is being touted as America's largest theme park. And basically every day next week, we're going to be out and about doing many different things in Orlando, including spending time with Master Sommelier George Miliotis. And he is running his new restaurant, fairly new, at one of the hottest spots. It is one of the hottest spots currently in Orlando. It's in Disney Springs, and
that's part of the
Wine Bar George.
Yeah, part of the Walt Disney Resort, exactly. You know, Wine Bar George is a place that I think that we'd see you hanging out, Rudy, in Orlando.
I was just gonna say, don't you need to fly me in just for that part of the trip?
You know,
yeah,
just
I think
for the
you
wine
might want
part.
Glad you got back from Texas. You know, how are things up there in St. Paul?
I've commented in the 20 years I've lived here, it's shocking for me to say that, I'm just not used to spring breaking out like prisoners breaking out of jail. I mean, it will go from brown and gray for 5 months to green in about 5-6 days. I mean, it looks like summer here suddenly. It's going to be supposed to be close to 90 today.
Oh my goodness.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah. Well, listen, we have prepared for Florida because it has been like Florida rains here all week in the New York area, and so we're ready. I did see it's going to be in the high 90s and or high 80s and low 90s all next week while we're there. So, Bobby, I'll say good morning to you. Give us any news or happenings from Dallas and the Network Command Center. I'll also throw out to you, by the way, we're going to be spending some time with Phil Boyce while we're in Orlando. We're going to have go over to Kissimmee and spend some time with him. Any message you want us to pass along?
Phil Boyce, the godfather of Salem. He's a great guy. I haven't seen Phil in a while. But no, all's well here in Dallas, other than feeling maybe a little flu-y, which I shouldn't. This should be the end of flu season by now. But feeling a little flu-y this morning.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, I don't think there would be a Sean Hannity in radio if it wasn't for Phil Boyce.
I agree with that 100%.
Yeah, exactly. So, all right, well, listen, before we get much further into today's show, I'll also let you know that today is a preferred travel panel day here on the program. Road tripping, car rentals, and other automotive things are going to be the focus, which means, you already heard, RJ's here. RJ, not only do you have the open road coming up in the D block in a little bit, you're going to be staying on for that 40-minute segment an hour or two, so you're really putting in the hours today.
Exactly. That's right. I'm earning the paycheck.
Yes, you are. Exactly right. All right.
Well, before we get any further into today's show, we do want to encourage you to go vote in the current travel polls that you can find them on the homepage, rmworldtravel.com. First question we're asking you, how much time do you spend at an airport prior to departure? And the second question, how much time do you spend at an airport upon landing?
Yeah. We already have some votes on
some
there.
Options.
Fill them up this week. Mary and I will share the results next week when we broadcast live from Orlando. And you can do that at rmworldtravel.com. So now we're going to jump into the travel news roundtable. There's a lot of news out there. Mary, where do you want to start?
Oh, there sure was. So I think, you know, I have to start here in Rome. So as if the Holy Jubilee year happening in Rome and Italy this year was not enough to boost tourism, the Catholic Church welcomed a new leader this week, and with historic proportion, Cardinal Robert Prevost, taking the name Pope Leo XIV, is the first American pope. He hails from Chicago. He graduated from Villanova, and he spent a good number of years as a missionary in Peru. More than 100,000 people gathered in Vatican Square to witness the historic moment this week, and just amazing. Imagine being there, you know, like unexpectedly, like if you already had a trip planned to Rome, you just happened to be there if you were Catholic and this was important to you. So pretty cool. And the Sistine Chapel has now reopened to visitors. That's, of course, where the conclave takes place. And it was on lockdown while they were making those decisions. And fun fact, bookings to Rome surged by 400% in the 24 hours following Pope Francis's death a few weeks ago. I can only imagine with the Holy Jubilee year and a new pope, what that's going to bring to Rome. I think you're going to be hard pressed to find decent hotel prices in the Eternal City for a while. And I would expect Chicago to see a bump in tourism.
Oh, there's no question.
They are
about
already
it.
Interviewing his favorite family-owned pizza place, Aurelio's. They already have a Pope's table, you know, his favorite table.
And not only that, you know, the White Sox are terrible, and they need some help because he's a White Sox fan. Some people are thinking Cubs. It was his mother that was the one.
It was his mother.
Exactly.
Yeah, he's White Sox.
But he's
yeah.
a White Sox fan. We just learned today that there are photos of him, you know, there. At, you know, I'll call it the new Comiskey Park. I mean, essentially for people that know that stadium. So we'll see. So, again, we have a new pope. We'll see what goes on. Good thing for America. You know, it's certainly going to have an impact.
Definitely
on going
historic,
to Rome, so
yeah.
No question about it. All right, well, the other thing this week we got to talk about is Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy. I know his team continues to work with our team to try to arrange to have him on this program. Next week with the Let's Go America tour, and then we have an encore for Memorial Day. That's not going to happen, but by early June, hopefully that does. There was a big announcement. Some of you may have heard about it if you haven't. Clearly, as we said, Newark is a mess, but he outlined a plan to modernize the U.S. air traffic control system. And, you know, that is essentially is going to accelerate upgrades to communications and surveillance equipment, replace more than 600 radar outlets, build new air traffic control centers, install new hardware, software, and more than 170 different weather stations. And, you know, the reality is now he hasn't given a price tag. Some people have said it could be like $30 billion. He wants all the money up front. I'm not sure that's going to happen from Congress. But, you know, the Biden administration, they tried to do something with this. It didn't go anywhere. When the Democrats were running Congress, they did not act on the request. That will not be the case now, what's going on with the Republican and having President Trump in office. But they're saying it could be like $30 billion that they're going to need for this and so forth. But there's a lot that's going to be happening. When we see some of the machinery that we're using that goes back, it looks like it's out of Apollo 13 days and so forth. It is crazy. So hopefully our flying skies are going to be a little safer. They claim they can get this done in about 3 to 4 years, so we shall see. Rudy, I know, do you have anything real quick?
Well, yes. You know, the State Department rates every country in the world in terms of safety for visitors, and level 4 is the absolute highest risk one. The title is Do Not Travel, and on Thursday they added Russia to a list. Now, there's very few countries rated 4. Haiti, Somalia, and Sudan, Republic of Congo are 4 of the 6 countries I found. Things are getting dicey over there. They're rounding people up who, you know, have dual citizenship and trying to get them to join the army. So be careful about going to Russia.
More to follow. Okay. All right, folks. After this quick sponsors break, RJ, we're going to have to hold your news. I'm sorry.
That's all right.
Chris Moon's going to return to our national airwaves after a 5-year absence. Food and wine festivals and art, they're all coming your way next.
As we take a brief sponsors break, now's a good time to check us out on Facebook, Instagram, X, or LinkedIn at RM World Travel. We're coming right back.
Moms are always on the go, juggling work, family, and everything in between. This Mother's Day, treat her to Raycon's Everyday Earbuds at buyraycon.com/carry. She deserves a moment to relax, recharge, and enjoy her favorite music, podcasts, and calls in crystal clear sound. The latest model is better than ever with a 32-hour battery and multi-point connectivity, and they're just half the price of other premium brands. Right now, get up to 20% off site-wide at buyraycon.com/carry. That's buyraycon.com/carry, or you can find the link at rmworldtravel.com by looking under sponsors.
If Annie annual doctor's appointments are important to you, there's one simple lifestyle change you can make, and you're going to feel the difference. Enjoy a delicious glass of doctor-formulated Field of Greens each day, and I promise you, you're going to feel terrific. Plus, your doctor's going to notice your improved health or your money back. This listener wrote, "The best blood work I've had in a decade. My doctor said, whatever you're doing, keep doing it." So let's get you started today with 20% off at fieldofgreens.com and use code CARRY. Or as always, you can go to our show website, ouremeraldtravel.com, under sponsors.
If you have aging concerns and you've noticed stiff joints, poor sleep, or other issues, C15, found at fatty15.com/carry, has been proven to strengthen cells, and it's a key longevity-enhancing nutrient, meaning it can help slow biological age at a cellular level. Developed by a doctor in collaboration with the U.S. Navy, Fatty 15 is on a mission to optimize your C15 levels to help you live healthier and longer. Get 15% off their 90-day subscription starter kit by going to fatty15.com/carry. Use that code CARRY or head to armworldtravel.com for a link. Moms are always on the go, juggling work, family, and everything in between. This Mother's Day, treat her to Raycon's Everyday Earbuds at buyraycon.com/carry. She deserves a moment to relax, recharge, and enjoy her favorite music, podcasts, and calls in crystal clear sound. The latest model is better than ever with a 32-hour battery and multi-point connectivity, and they're just half the price of other premium brands. Right now, get up to 20% off site-wide at buyraycon.com/carry. That's buyraycon.com/carry, or you can find the link at armworldtravel.com by looking under sponsors.
Got a question or comment? Need savvy travel advice? Connect with Robert and Mary and our show team anytime on Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, and X at RM World Travel. Now, back to award-winning RM World Travel.
All right, well, we got the show hotline activated and ready to go. So as we now move into the guest portion of the program, everybody, food and wine festivals will be served for today's B Block. But we're going to start by sharing that this portion of the program is sponsored by Seabourn.
And it won't be long now until we can share with you how you're going to be able to travel with us and Seabourn in 2026 and where we're all going to be going. And the facts are, with a single sweet key, you can open the door to incomparable value of all-inclusive, ultra-luxury cruising on Seabourn. From personalized experience, we've certainly shared this a lot on the show. We can attest you're going to feel right at home in an intimate, yacht-like atmosphere. You're going to get pampered with highly personalized service, and you can explore all seven continents from your spacious oceanfront suite, savor gourmet dining that rivals some of the best restaurants in the world, and you're going to be able to enjoy complimentary premium beverages of all types.
Yeah, we just had a great meeting this week with their executive team. Folks, everything Mary just said, it all happens with the added benefit of only having to unpack once, okay? So this is your moment. Go visit Seabourn.com for more information and show specials that include cabin upgrades, shipboard credits, and more. You'll also find a direct link, as always, at rmworldtravel.com under sponsors.
All right. Chris Moon previously worked in various roles for 17 years at the James Beard Foundation. He last joined us back in 2020 as their COO, sharing how the foundation was assisting independent businesses and restaurants during the pandemic. Fast forward 5 years, and Chris is now the COO for A21, a company behind a large number of major food and wine festivals that I'm sure many of you have enjoyed or may plan to after today's conversation. Join me in welcoming Chris Moon back to the show.
Well, I will join you in doing that, Mary. Chris, nice to be reconnecting with you. Congratulations on the new position and company. Welcome back to America's number one travel radio show.
Thank you so much for having me. Good to be back with you guys.
Well, great having you on with us this morning. You know, I think that A21 has been a good fit for you, Chris, because with all of your culinary relationships developed with the James Beard Foundation, you know, that has to be helping. I got to tell you, I was surprised to learn that A21 owns and operates more than 1,000 events. So I want you to talk with us about who A21 is and what the level of involvement is behind the scenes when it comes to putting some of these big events together across the U.S.
Well, you're correct. My past experience at the Beard Foundation has been coming in very handy. A21 is an experiential agency that has actually been around just about 19 years. But much of that history, the company was really behind the scenes, handling production and was almost in a kind of white label capacity. But that has changed over the last handful of years as our portfolio has grown and as that portfolio has grown to also include a number of different festival assets that we own, that we don't just produce, but that we own and operate. And so with that, the A21 brand has become more front and center and direct facing to consumers. So it's been an interesting evolution as the company has grown over the last 5 years. And we have grown beyond just food and beverage, even right. though it is the bulk of what we do. Mm-hmm. We also operate in the art space. the company owns and operates.
Yeah, I want to talk to you about that. We'll get to that in this interview because we also thought that was interesting.
And I also think it's great to hear that you own quite a few of these. I think that makes, I'm sure, a huge difference from start to finish in the organization and the level of commitment. So, you know, with all the travels Robert and I do with this show, we have noticed firsthand the growth in these big food and wine festivals across the country. And I'm thinking specifically, Robert, when we were in South Beach last February, and we happened to be there the week that they were setting up and how much of the beach they were taking over.
Massive,
I mean, it was massive. So from the celebrity chefs to the wines from all over, talk about some of the specifics that visitors can really enjoy at these food and wine festivals, whether it's Miami Beach or New York, Pebble Beach, Palm Beach. I mean, you have some great destinations.
We do. We have incredible destinations all over the U.S. And in fact, we just launched Puerto Rico as well last month, the Puerto Rico Wine and Food Festival. So in growing and really have something just about for everybody, anywhere you might go. Mm-hmm. You know, if we do our jobs right, the people who come to these festivals have an incredible experience and don't know the work that goes in behind the scenes. But of course, for the team that produces these large festivals, it is months, if not years, of planning that it takes to pull together all of the logistics and cross every T and dot every I, to curate the talent that is coming in, to coordinate ingredients, to handle the marketing, et cetera. It's really, they're very, very large undertakings. But I think the space has been so successful because the world has moved, and I think particularly post the pandemic, moved into such a place where people really value experience. We value live in-person opportunities. And with that, the ability to create these great experiences that really tell the story of great local food and beverage scenes and what's happening on a national scale just continues to grow and grow and grow. Mm. And so it's an exciting time to be in this industry. I think our phone is ringing every day, which is an exciting thing, talking about new markets, new opportunities, new festivals that we may want to work on or help develop.
I think anytime you're in business and the phone is coming inbound versus outbound, it's a good thing. So, you know, think about it right now, similar to music festivals, and I'll also throw in major sporting events that bring jobs to cities and impact local economies on multiple levels. Food and wine festivals have their own impact that they're delivering. You know, I want you to be able to talk maybe about some of that impact that you're having on local economies. Now, it could be increasing flights to the area, helping the hotel sector of travel, car rentals, restaurants. It's to a city's advantage to play host to these events, I would think.
Yes, it really is. And every festival has its different demographic or different focus, of course. And so some of them are very anchored in the local community. But many of them, and certainly South Beach Food and Wine being a greatest example of this, people travel in for this, right? And so from a local community standpoint, the economic impact of these large festivals is significant. You know, the tourism phrase of heads in beds, right? People coming to town, staying in hotels, not just going to the festival, but visiting the local restaurants, shopping in the local stores. It can be really massive. You know, South Beach alone this year, I think, was over 60,000 attendees. And many of those people are coming into Miami for a very long weekend. And so the economic impact can't kind of be understated.
You know, but Chris, but besides these big cities, you know, we are also seeing more happening in secondary cities too.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Smaller markets. It's not even it's a smaller market, but I think Atlanta is a really interesting example because the focus of the Atlanta Food and Wine Festival is very local in nature. Doesn't mean that people don't travel in from out of town for it, but it is really a celebration of the local community and the surrounding states that make up the American South and Southern food. And so, again, when I say it really depends on kind of the demographic and the focus of the festival, that's what I mean.
Yeah, we understand that.
You know, some are certainly all about tourism and bringing people in, and others are really about supporting and giving back to the local community and really trying to lift up and create a platform for all of those incredible businesses that you can find locally.
Yeah, Chris, you mentioned Atlanta. I want to touch on that because you also play host and help organize some of America's major art festivals. And the one I'm thinking of right now specifically, I think, is fairly new to Atlanta, and it's going to be back at Pullman Yards this September 25th and 28th. And the show is actually heard in the city right now there. So how big are the art events for you, and are artists coming in from all over?
Oh, they are. The Atlanta Art Fair was new last year, so that is a new market that we just launched last year, and we'll come back again this year. But the other three that we run, Art on Paper in New York City, the Seattle Art Fair, and the San Francisco Art Fair, have very long tenures of being established in those communities. And I was actually just at the San Francisco Art Fair last month, and we had over, I think, 13,000 attendees come through the fair. We had gallerists, 87 different gallerists from all over the U.S., but also internationally. So they're huge draws, and I was just really blown away by the work that our team did there and the experience. I'm less familiar with the art space based on my previous time at the Beard Foundation, but I think we are really recognized as a kind of top of our game in the tier of art that our festivals play in.
Well, it's kind of exciting for you.
The team there.
Yeah, it's kind of exciting for you too, because you're getting to use your strengths, but also learning a new side of the business. So that's not a bad thing. You know, you mentioned Puerto Rico. We've got about a minute left with you. Anywhere else beyond the states that, you know, you might be looking to expand?
I mean, we are definitely looking to expand both north and south of the United States. No firm plans there yet, Canada and Mexico. And we also own a business in the UK, which is the International Wine and Spirits Competition. And so I think future expansion in the events space, particularly in food and wine in the EU, is likely on the horizon.
Well, Chris, listen, you know, Mary and I, we're delighted to hear that you're doing well. Certainly the company is growing. That's a good thing for sure. We appreciate that. I want to give folks the website if they want to be able to get in touch with you or follow some of the things or get more information on the various food and wine festivals.
Town.
Yeah, exactly. Or art. Folks, website is very easy. Teama21.com, teama21.com. Chris, we hope you have a very nice rest of the weekend, and thank you for giving us a little bit of your time today.
My pleasure. Nice to connect again, guys.
Yeah, likewise. Thank you, Chris.
Thanks for the opportunity. Let's stay in touch.
All right,
absolutely.
Take care,
Chris.
All right, take care.
Bye-bye.
Yep, bye-bye.
All right, Mary. Well, there goes Chris Moon, teama21.com.
Yeah, there's lots to see there. All kinds of different festivals. They do whiskey, heritage tours, all
kinds of things.
So take a look, because you can request one in your own city.
All right, as Bobby plays our outro music, we're going to step aside for some sponsor messages. The Open Road and Destination Spotlight are still ahead this hour. The Preferred Travel Panel is coming your way in hour two today, folks. You're not going to want to miss that. Eight more segments to go today before Mary and I are off to Florida in the big Let's Go America Tour Orlando.
Today's edition of RM World Travel will be right back, and you can always stay connected with the program at rmworldtravel.com.
If you're a yo-yo dieter, you should know that that can be dangerous. It can actually increase your risk of health issues, including heart attacks, strokes, type 2 diabetes, and others. Lean Weight Loss is a natural studied supplement that helps maintain a healthy blood sugar, control your appetite and cravings, and burn fat. If you're tired of losing weight and gaining it back, Lean was created for you. Give Lean, L-E-A-N, a try at TakeLean.com. That's TakeLean.com, and you'll get 20% off with the code CAREY, C-A-R-E-Y. TakeLean.com. RMWorldTravel.com has a direct link.
We all need routines that bring us calm in a chaotic world. For millions of Americans, arming their Simply Safe home security system is more than just a step in their daily routine. It's a moment of peace. Simply Safe pairs cutting-edge technology with 24/7 professional monitoring to deliver that peace of mind. So visit simplysafe.com/carry to claim 50% off a new system with a professional monitoring plan. That's simplysafe.com/carry, because there's no safe like Simply Safe.
To connect with the program anytime, visit us online at rmworldtravel.com.
Sometimes we all need a vacation, a celebration to bring us together now. America's number one travel radio show.
Welcome back to your RM World Travel Connection.
Welcome back to the show. This portion of the program is sponsored by fatty15.com/carry. Well, you hear us talk about different products all the time. We appreciate you supporting them all. But there's never been anything like Fatty 15. The name alone probably has you interested in what it could do for you. This is Pioneer Health at a cellular level. Developed by a doctor in collaboration with the U.S. Navy, Fatty 15 is the result of years of research and development to isolate the good fat we all need and put it back in our bodies to protect us against age-related breakdowns. Essential fatty acids are critical nutrients our body needs to support our cells and sustain good health. Many foods contain a mix of good and bad fatty acids, but one of the best for you is called, and I'm going to try to pronounce it right, pentadecanoic acid. I'm sure I mispronounced it, but scientists refer to it as C15, and that's what I'm going to call it. Fatty 15 is the first supplement of pure, essential, and vegan-friendly C15. Take just one tablet a day to strengthen cells, vastly improve your longevity, and slow biological aging at a cellular level.
You can read the incredible story about this first-of-its-kind product and get 15% off their 90-day subscription starter kit as a fan of this show by going to fatty and the number 15.com/carry. That's 15 off with the code C-A-R-E-Y at fatty15.com/carry. Or as always, you can find a link at rmworldtravel.com by looking under sponsors. Well, once upon a time in a galaxy long, long time ago, a couple of U.S. airlines, American and United to be specific, needed to raise some money fast. So they offered a lifetime pass to fly first class anytime, anywhere the airline flew for $290,000 for individuals. That, by the way, is about $720,000 in today's money. Tom Stucker was a leader in the is a leader in the world of automotive sales and dealer management, and he liked that deal back in 1990. He liked it so much, he bought a similar pass for a companion. That began a long-time romance between Tom and United. He flew so many miles that he was the subject of numerous news and feature stories in print and on radio and TV. United named an aircraft after him, showered him with perks like the jacket I saw him wearing at a travel convention a week ago. The back of the jacket read, 24 million miler, the world's number one frequent flyer. But 2 years ago, someone at United decided it would cancel its deal with Tom, that lifetime deal. Tom joins me now. Tom, welcome to the show. You received your passes 35 years ago. How old are you now, and what in your life allowed you to accumulate so many millions of United miles?
Well, I'm 71, a youthful 71, I hope. And when I first bought the pass, it was strictly all about business. My company was growing, and I started to expand internationally, and I started doing a lot of work with Australia.
How many times have you flown to and from the United States to Australia?
400.
400 times to and from Australia.
So that would be, that's 8 million of the 24. So, okay. But when I first went, it was very expensive. My first several trips were in coach. And back then, United didn't fly there at the beginning. Continental flew, and they stopped in Hawaii. So that was always a nice stop on the way there and on the way home. We'd spend an extra day there. But those were coach fares. But back then, coach was a poor man's first class because the loads in the planes weren't that big back then. And so we always had, everybody always had a row to themselves back in coach. And I'm not a person to lay out on these bumpity seats. But so I would sleep on the floor. And back then, they let you sleep on the floor.
All right, because we only have a couple minutes left, let's get to the point. About 2 years ago, they decided that, I guess, you were costing them a lot of money, right?
No, I guess that could be the argument, but apparently the reason they took my pass away is because I broke a rule in the contract. I didn't do it intentionally, had no idea the rule was in there. But they said I cannot talk to the press about my pass without their written consent.
But you've been doing it for years.
I never really specifically talked about the pass and how much I paid for the pass. And that came out in a Washington Post article. And I think that's what bothered them a lot. I don't know. Because I really didn't talk about the pass on previous articles. But everybody in the world knew about the pass. I mean, because Mark Cuban brought it out in the open a couple of years ago. And so everybody started learning that United had a pass, that as well as American. And so people are putting two to two together saying, well, how can you fly a million miles a year in business class? Why don't you get your own plane? And then I guess the word somebody added two and two and said, hey, he bought that pass from United, I'm sure.
Let's make clear that pass is not available right now anymore. That's long gone.
It hasn't been available for years. Yeah. I still love my United.
That's the point I want to make in our last 30 seconds. You still love United, even though they took this pass away, and you still fly them, and you know all the people at United, and they all know you. I'd be a little mad if I were you.
I'm not mad as much as hurt. I'm really hurt because I always consider myself an ambassador for United Airlines. I continue to be an ambassador for United, and I always will be. I will always champion their cause. I believe in their company. I believe in the 80,000 employees that work there, always have, always will. My problem isn't with a small handful of people, isn't with the 80,000 employees, which I love like a family. It's a couple of people at the at the executive tower that made a decision to cancel my pass. So, I mean, I still love my United. I love every single employee. It's the greatest airline company in the world and will be always, even though I'm not flying on a pass anymore. So,
Tom Stucker is the world's most frequent flyer, 24 million miles in United. Tom, thank you so much for joining us. You've got a bigger heart than I do. We'll be right back.
The world of travel never stops, and you can always find us 24/7 at rmworldtravel.com. Stay tuned. We're back after these messages.
If annual doctor's appointments are important to you, there's one simple lifestyle change you can make, and you're going to feel the difference. Enjoy a delicious glass of doctor-formulated Field of Greens each day, and I promise you, you're going to feel terrific. Plus, your doctor's going to notice your improved health or your money back. This listener wrote, "The best blood work I've had in a decade. My doctor said, whatever you're doing, keep doing it." So let's get you started today with 20% off at fieldofgreens.com and use code Carrie. Or as always, you can go to our show website, rmworldtravel.com, under sponsors.
We all need routines that bring us calm in a chaotic world. For millions of Americans, arming their Simply Safe home security system is more than just a step in their daily routine. It's a moment of peace. Simply Safe pairs cutting edge technology with 24/7 professional monitoring to deliver that peace of mind. So visit simplysafe.com/carry to claim 50% off a new system with a professional monitoring plan. That's simplysafe.com/carry, because there's no safe like Simply Safe.
Hi, I'm Cesar Millan. People are always commenting on how happy and healthy my dogs are. One of the reasons is the food my dogs eat.
Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend is a premium freeze-dried raw dog food designed to support your dog's health, happiness, and lifespan.
Their jaws are more flexible, their teeth are cleaner, and their coat shinier. And why they seem more youthful even as they age.
I'm veterinarian Dr. Marty Goldstein. I've helped countless dogs thrive with one simple concept. Your dog needs a high-meat diet similar to what their ancestors ate in the wild.
Dr. Marty created Nature's Blend using 50 years of nutritional research and experience, helping dogs make incredible turnarounds. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Crispies, their wild-caught, ultra-crunchy cod skin treats. Go to drmartypets.com/balance or text BALANCE to 511-511.
Your order is backed with a 90-day guarantee.
All dogs are unique. Your dog results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply. Paid for by Dr. Marty Pets.
It's common knowledge that after age 30, our metabolism changes. We have less energy and gain weight easier. There's a way to feel better, not in years or months, but sometimes in just days.
I'm Chuck Norris. I tried everything. Working with a team of health experts, we came up with Morning Kick. Morning Kick is a revolutionary new formula that combines all my favorite supplements into one daily drink.
Morning Kick has probiotics to help you lose weight, prebiotics for digestion, superfoods for muscles and joints, and powerful anti-aging supplements. It'll help you feel youthful, energized, and helps manage stress.
I look and feel better than I have in years.
Go to roundhouseprovisions.com, use code FAST, or text FAST to 511-511 and claim 40% off. Roundhouseprovisions.com, code FAST.
Every purchase comes with our 90-day money-back guarantee. You could be feeling these changes within just a couple of days.
Text FAST to 511-511.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Message and data rates may apply. Paid for by Roundhouse Provisions.
To participate in the program, log on anytime to rmworldtravel.com. Once again, this is your RM World Travel Connection.
Welcome back, everyone. This is The Open Road, and I've got some things to talk about on today's segment. But before we get into that, this portion of the program is sponsored by buyraycon.com/carry. Now, Mother's Day is this weekend, but coming up in about a month on June 15th is Father's Day. And we all know that dads teach us a lot, so show dad he deserves the world at a price even he'll be impressed by. Treat him to a pair of everyday earbuds at buyraycon.com/carry, because he deserves to relax, recharge, and enjoy his favorite radio show, music, and calls in crystal clear sound. So with a 32-hour battery life, and multi-point connectivity that can pair up to two devices at once. They also come with active noise cancellation, which is often difficult to find at such an accessible, dad-friendly price point. And if he's not liking his Raycons for whatever reason, they offer a 30-day happiness guarantee return policy, no questions asked. So right now, get 15% off site-wide at buyraycon.com/carry, or you can find a direct link at rmltravel.com under sponsors. Now, with the preferred travel panel coming up, focusing on anything and everything automotive, I wanted to step away from the regular open road subjects for today and talk about something that's been sitting in the back of my head since my last segment. Now, if you caught the show a couple weeks ago, you'll remember I did a review on the new Buick Envista, a new compact crossover with a sportback profile, some slick tech, and a price that's hard to argue with. I gave it a pretty positive review. You know, the Envista is very competent at being competent. But later that day, as I watched the car leave the driveway, I caught it from this one angle, and I had to do a double take, because for just a second, I wasn't seeing a Buick, I was seeing Lamborghini. And I don't mean that in the sense of performance or prestige or Italian drama, but that silhouette, that roofline, the lighting elements, even the wheel design, it had an unmistakable, almost uncanny valley resemblance to a Lamborghini Urus, the Mark's SUV. It's a car that lives in a completely different universe price-wise, performance-wise, lifestyle-wise, and yet there it was, echoes of one in the other. And that moment got me thinking, not about the Envista specifically, but about a question that I think a lot of you have probably asked yourselves while sitting in traffic or walking through a parking lot, and that is, why do all cars nowadays look the same? Because they really do, whether it's a Hyundai or a Honda, a Kia, a Cadillac, Ford, Chevy, Mazda, Mercedes, there's a visual convergence that's happening. We're seeing the same shapes, the same swooping roof lines, the same oversized grills, and squinting LED headlights. Every crossover nowadays looks like it's halfway through transforming into a Decepticon. And it's not your imagination. There are real reasons behind it. The biggest one, of course, regulations. Now, modern cars aren't designed with a blank sheet of paper. They're designed with a government checklist in hand. Crash safety, rollover protection, pedestrian impact mitigation. All of this dictates how tall the hood needs to be, how much space has to be built between the engine and the front fascia, how thick the roof pillars need to be. It goes on and on and on. So if you feel like every car's belt line is higher and the window area is getting narrower, you're right. Designers are working within strict limitations. They can't make a car look like a low-slung wedge anymore, and every brand has to follow the same rules. The results start looking pretty similar. Then, of course, you have aerodynamics. In the past, aerodynamic design was mostly a concern for sports cars or maybe the odd, hyper-efficient Econobox, but now it's everything. Fuel economy targets, EV range, a common subject of discussion here on the show, noise reduction. Wind tunnel optimization is no longer an afterthought. It's one of the first design considerations, and when you start designing every vehicle for max slipperiness, you end up with a lot of the same shapes. And of course, we also can't ignore consumer preference. You know, car companies are in the business of selling cars. For the past decade, buyers have overwhelmingly shifted away from sedans and coupes towards crossovers. Automakers are just responding to that market. But crossovers, by design, are inherently similar. There's only so much visual differentiation you can pull off when the car has to be tall, upright, pack 5 seats, and a cargo area all into that compact footprint. But here's the kicker. This trend is not just happening in street cars. You can see the same thing in motorsports. Formula One, for example, which just had its Miami Grand Prix last Sunday, is the perfect example. If you strip away the liveries, take all the paint off, you'd be hard-pressed to tell a Red Bull from a Mercedes to a McLaren to a Ferrari. Sure, there are variations in the aero surfaces, the floor design, the shapes of the air, whatever, but fundamentally, they're all arriving at the same aerodynamic conclusion. That's because they're all solving the same equation, max downforce, minimal drag, within that tight regulatory box. And look, I'm not here to say this is all bad. The cars we drive today are safer, more efficient, and more refined than ever. But I do wonder if we've traded a little bit too much identity in the name of progress. You used to be able to spot a Saab, a Dodge Viper, a VW Beetle, or a Corvette from across the parking lot. But now you're squinting at the badge trying to figure out if it's an Audi or a Genesis or an upscale Kia. So back to the Envista. Do I fault it for looking like a Urus? No, in fact, it's actually kind of a compliment. It means Buick is tapping into that design language that resonates, even if it's on a totally different scale. But it also speaks to how narrow the design language has become across the board. We're all speaking the same visual dialect now, some in Italian suits, other in business casual. And by the way, even more to my point, the Lamborghini Urus is actually just an Audi Q8. They share the exact same platform. But anyways, my takeaway, car design isn't dead, but it's definitely been streamlined, literally. And while I don't expect every new model to reinvent the wheel, I do hope automakers leave just a little room for weirdness, for risk, for soul. Because the cars we remember are rarely going to be the ones that blend in. But that is going to be it for this week's Open Road. I'm RJ Carey. As always, thanks again for riding along. But up next is the Destination Spotlight, so stay tuned to find out what we're taking you next. I will be back with you in the beginning of Hour 2. In the meantime, drive on, America.
Join the travel duo and team by accessing the show anytime, anywhere at rmworldtravel.com. We'll be right back. Stay connected with us anytime, anywhere at rmworldtravel.com. Now, back to America's number one travel radio show.
Well, as the show moves right along today, folks, for our 145th Destination Spotlight segment, Connecticut will be showcased today as we round out the states that begin with C, and we're sponsored by Colette.
If you love to travel like we do, but you don't enjoy all the travel planning, we say go guided with Colette. Since 1918, they've been seeking out the best activities, restaurants, and cultural experiences so you get to delight in your destination without all that stress of making the travel plans.
Right now, you're going to save 50% on your travels with their exclusive Spring Air offer. Now, this offer delivers a lot more than just your airline seats. It includes items like private chauffeur service and in-destination transfers, too. So head over to Colette.com to book your travels. Use the special code of TAKEOFF50 to get the deal. You'll also find a direct link at rmworldtravel.com under sponsors.
Now, we're going to discuss our fifth state in the union, admitted to the nation in 1788, as we're joined by Rachel Lenda, Connecticut's Director of Tourism.
Well, looking forward to this. Rachel, welcome to America's number one travel radio show.
Good morning. How are you?
We are well. Thank you very much. We appreciate you joining us today for sure. So yeah, I'm going to get right into this because when travelers think of visiting to the northeastern portion of our country, you know, I'd say New York, Boston. I'll extend it a bit to say Washington, D.C. come to mind, and they're attractive for a number of reasons. But Connecticut offers travelers its own range of riches. And I'm talking about beaches to casinos, theme parks to zoos to aquariums. There's a racetrack in the state, outlet malls, you know, theaters and museums are great, quaint towns, right? Wineries. Even great pizza, which we love. So share some of the reasons you want travelers to come experience the Nutmeg State.
Absolutely. Well, thank you so much for having me on the show. You know, I'm a native to Connecticut, and I absolutely love everything that there is. Specifically, I love our pizza. And we recently declared ourselves the pizza capital of the United States. And we erected a bunch of really fun highway signs, you know, sort of across the state. And one of them says, home to the pizza capital of the U.S. So when you're here in Connecticut, you want to head to any pizzeria, specifically New Haven-style pizza, mm-hmm. is world famous. And we recently launched a pizza trail, a voting process. So that will be all announced in October during National Pizza Month.
Ooh, exciting.
Get your way through the state.
I love it.
Oh, we're Sally fans, right?
We are, but there's
Grill.
A few other ones. Yeah, there's some. You can't get bad pizza in Connecticut. Agree. And
it's so good.
So, Rachel, I saw something in your bio that really caught my attention. You're a Connecticut native. You're the first resident in a generation to lead the state's tourism office. We talked to a lot of tourism leaders on the show. What attracted you to the position to feel that you really wanted to be involved in growing travel and tourism to the state?
I love that. You know, and I'm glad that you asked that question because I often think that it's the people behind, you know, these initiatives with their creativity and their passion. And I'm extremely passionate about Connecticut. You know, Connecticut is so small. You can go from one end of the state to the other in 2 hours, and you've got shore to mountains to skiing to boating. Connecticut really has it all. And I love how it's the proximity is to, you know, other major hubs like Boston and New York, mm-hmm. but we're no longer a drive-through state. We're a drive-to state. You want to come in, you can go up all the major routes, you can fly into Bradley International Airport, which is the top 10 airport in the country, and we also have Tweed Airport, which is the fastest growing airport in the country. So as far as getting around the state, it is very easy to do. You can go by ferry, and by rail, you know, we've got all the systems to make it easy to get from one end to the other. And we were also voted the number one outdoor hiking destination in the country by Why This Place.
Well, let's talk about that side of it, right? Because, you know, there's no question that our nation is blessed with some beautiful national parks, but Connecticut has a plethora of state parks that are worth visiting. Anyone who's traveled along I-95 has seen the signs for Hammonasset Beach State Park, but I think there are nearly like 150 state parks and forests across the state, so they're a big deal for travelers, Rachel, yes?
A very big deal. And the reason why we were voted that is because wherever you are in the state of Connecticut, within 15 minutes when you leave wherever you are on an open air space, a preserved piece of land, a state park, an outdoor recreational space, making Connecticut a haven for outdoor enthusiasts where you can hike, climb, kayak, bike, boat. You can do all of the things outdoors, arboretums, Audubon societies, you know, eagle watchers. We've got everything. We have two National Heritage Corridors in Connecticut. We've got the Housatonic Valley And we also have the Last Green Valley, which are protected areas with thousands upon thousands of acres of protected land that is open to the public for use.
Interesting.
It's amazing.
Yeah, no question. Well, listen, I mean, and for folks listening around the country, Connecticut's got a population of about 3.5 million people. Many people, you know, they may think that Hartford, the state capital, is the largest city. It's not. That would be Bridgeport
yeah.
with nearby New Haven, the second largest. But we've got a little less than, probably got about 45 seconds with you right now. So last question from us today, Rachel. What do you say is the most Connecticut thing to do when someone visits?
The most Connecticut thing for you to do is to go to New Haven, get yourself a piece of Sally's or Pepe's or Modern's Pizza, and then go back up to UConn stores and watch the UConn women's basketball team win another champion while then taking, your car down to the shoreline and eating a delicious Connecticut hot buttered lobster roll somewhere along the shoreline.
Abbott's would be a good
and
place
Abbott's
to go to.
Abbott's is great, and that sounds great. Yeah. And the dairy, is it the dairy farm at UConn? The ice cream's pretty good there, too.
Yeah. Michael's Dairy, very
That's
good.
It.
Super
yeah.
famous.
Yep.
Well, there we are. We've certainly given
Rachel.
Enticements for folks to come. Folks, find more information. You can plan your own travels at ctvisit.com, ctvisit.com. Rachel, thanks for your time today.
Thank you both. I appreciate you, and thanks for loving our great state and promoting it.
Absolutely.
Definitely. Thank you. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right. Well, Connecticut is how we're going to put a lid on hour one of the program today. Hour two starts in about 7 minutes with the preferred travel panel as we focus on road tripping, car rentals, must-visit convenience stores, and other automotive-related things. The latest Discover America segment is also coming your way in hour two. Thanks for listening wherever or however you connect with us. Don't forget you can catch the show live or anytime on our website, rmworldtravel.com.
You've been listening to award-winning RM World Travel, America's number one travel radio show on the SSI Radio Network.